Yesterday on Sound Ideas, you heard about Bloomington Normal Community members who spent a night in their car experiencing homeless for one night to raise awareness and money for Home Sweet Home Ministries. Today, Ryan Denham has another view of homelessness in McLean County, the kind of view you can only get in the middle of a cold winter night.
So we're sort of standing underneath the shadows of the Center Street and Main Street Bridge here, just south of downtown Bloomington, next to some kind of warehouse industrial buildings. Sort of just looking, it's like almost like a game of hide and seek where you're just looking for a space where a person would think to put themselves to shield themselves from the weather, in this case snow, slush, rain. You know, what's a space that's both big enough to cover you and also give you some privacy, and that's sort of what we're hunting for.
If you're outside, you're clearly covered by the elements.
It's 11 o'clock at night on a snowy Thursday in late January. Kimberly Maddox and three other volunteers and her team are midway through their assigned list of known hotspots for those experiencing homelessness.
These are our families. These are the uncles of our families. It's a chronic, habitual situation for so many, and they're unrecognized, and they are the silent community members. So I'm here because I want them to know that I care.
Maddox works for the Regional Office of Education that includes McLean County. She works with the 1,500 or so students and families across four counties who are identified as homeless. The work is personal for Maddox. She was homeless herself at age 15, did a lot of couch hopping. Now that she's in a position to help others, she says she lives every day to make a difference.
I have the passion, the empathy, just everything that is needed to reach families and people who other people won't take a step towards, and I'm not afraid. You know, it's like if I don't step forward to help someone, who is?
This is Maddox's first night out in the field for the annual headcount of unsheltered people living in Bloomington Normal. She's one of 33 volunteers who broke into small teams and visited their assigned locations.
Places not meant for habitation, benches, parking garages, parks, sometimes cemeteries, a variety of different places.
That's Eric Zadansky, the Central Illinois Continuum of Care lead and program manager in charge of homeless services at Path Crisis Center. He's running this one-night census, officially called a point-in-time or PIT count.
Our communities are not often the way that we think that they are, and that it can often be quite literally a tale of two cities. So the Bloomington Normal area is perceived with a lot of wealth and investment and with certain companies, these two universities that are in the area. But at the same time, you see a stark difference, even in the house population between east side of Bloomington and west side of Bloomington.
Zadansky says it's easy for poverty and homelessness to become invisible. The homeless go to the Salvation Army or Home Sweet Home Shelter. Police ask them to move along.
While it appears invisible, these are real human beings that are sleeping in parking garages in the dead of night, that are cold, and that they're isolated from the rest of us that get to sleep in a bed.
Tonight's homeless headcount makes them visible again. Zadansky says it's important to know the scope of homelessness in Bloomington Normal so we can try and assess different strategies to lessen it. The information gathered by Kimberly Maddox and the other volunteers is sent to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development.
Is that it lets Congress know the scope of the problem, and then they get to decide how much money is then allocated to help us reduce homelessness.
This year's point-in-time count began at about 10 p.m. with volunteers checking in at PATH's offices in downtown Bloomington.
How many people have done the point-in-time count before? If you could raise your hand. Last year.
Zadansky went over the instructions, the survey questions they're supposed to ask, like, do you have a physical disability? Are you fleeing domestic violence? Are you a veteran?
Do you drink alcoholic beverages? Yes or no? Three, do you have any psychiatric or emotional conditions? Yes or no?
Then everyone broke into teams and were given their assigned locations to check.
Team Purple is Eric Zadansky. And then, I don't know, your chestnut
I have
people?
I chestnut people. I have unknown chestnut folks.
All right.
Who gets to be with me?
So he gets.
Who's unclear how a person experiencing homelessness would react to a small group of strangers approaching them with a survey. Regional School Superintendent Mark Jontry was a first-time volunteer and his team's chief navigator.
And I think ultimately, if we can get a count to that reflects, you know, an accurate representation, that we can get additional resources into the community to serve this population. But I am interested to just see how willing somebody is to share their story.
When Jontree's team partner, Kimberly Maddox, was homeless, she remembered people offering her help, pointing her to services.
Just knowing that you matter, I think that it's like the one vote, every vote counts. Every number here matters.
Mark Jontree and Kimberly Maddox's team hit several stops in a little over an hour. Franklin Park in Bloomington, a 24-hour laundromat, the industrial buildings just south of downtown. The last is under the bridges, where Main and Center Street and some railroad tracks cross over Sugar Creek near Advocate Broman Hospital.
I'm going to guess with water in here, this is not an attractive spot tonight. But I do wonder in that viaduct tunnel if that's not a shelter place, if it's an otherwise dry but cold time.
They hike up and down the creek bed, pointing flashlights under the bridges, but they don't find anyone. Eric Sadansky from PATH says the weather might have something to do with it. Cold, snowy, rainy, pretty authentic for a late January evening.
As it gets really cold, people become more innovative and finding ways to not be seen and be out of the wind and the snow. And they're also more likely to double up with whatever friends or family that they have that they might not be able to do on this night that's 50 degrees out, but it's really cold, so like, can you like let me stay this one night?
While Maddox and Jontree's team didn't find any unsheltered homeless, other teams did. There were 27 people who were unsheltered in McLean County on this late January evening. That's one more than last year. Half said it was their first time experiencing homelessness. They're also going to add in the number of people who were sheltered, like in transitional housing, safe havens, or emergency shelters. Last year, both groups added up to 199 people experiencing homelessness. Eric Sadansky knows homelessness is a big problem, and you need information to solve it.
Yes, I always remember the reality of what's going on, and it's very serious, but at the same time, I have a lot of hope from the work that we do and stuff like the Point in Time so that we can know what's going on. And then that hope allows me to keep going and pushing.
Sadansky says they may add a summer headcount as well when the weather isn't so bad, although the data wouldn't have the same impact or usefulness on federal funding. I'm Ryan Denham.
See a photo gallery from this year's Homeless Point in Time Count at WGLT.org.